This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. Good morning. Hope, you had been talking about getting a dog the last couple of weeks. Do you have an update, or did you finally bring the dog home?
I haven't brought Duke home. I was talking to my friends. I was like, okay, I'm like thinking about getting a dog. And one of my friends goes, well, don't you have an HOA? Like, are you even allowed to have dogs? And I was like, well, my neighbors have dogs. They're small. I was like, I wonder if there's a weight limit because the dog I'm looking at is 113 pounds.
Big dog.
And a lot of apartments, it's like they can't be bigger than 30 pounds, whatever. So I'm going through, reading all the rules and regulations for my HOA, and it says absolutely no dogs are permitted. For other animals, you know, contact the board of directors. Well, there's other dogs on the property that are not service animals, but there's no contact information for the board of directors. So shy of me figuring out where in the complex they live and knocking on their door and being like, hi, can you sign this? Can I have a dog? Can I please have a dog?
What? Didn't you buy this? This is your home.
This is my home that I bought. I'm not a renter.
I know. This is not a rental property.
But this is an HOA and it's a communal building. Like,
I know.
It looks like an apartment building, but I own my dwelling. Kind of,
yes.
So I share, I'm in a building with five other units. There's a dog in my building and you usually can't hear him, but occasionally you can hear Timmy barking. So I'm like, you know, otherwise it's very quiet.
Do you see Timmy? Do you think the owner is like sneaking the dog in?
Or
is
Timmy? No. Timmy's out like the in the mayor lawn. Of okay. The property.
So when Timmy is taken out, do they just like let him go and then they pick up right after him? I mean, is he not allowed to like go on the grass? Like, these are things you're going to have shared lawn with people.
Right.
So, and big dog will leave big droppings.
Oh, yeah. So, on a leash and then picked up immediately. He goes to the bathroom. Okay. But has walked around the property. Like, yeah. He's not hidden by any means.
Huh.
So, the question is, does Hope ask for permission and get told no?
Or beg for forgiveness. So I'm like, are they going to tell me no if I bring home
Well, if you bring him
dog?
Home, could they legally force you to get rid of the dog?
I don't know.
You own it. I don't know. I pay my taxes.
That's the HOA, right? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. We were talking about Hope trying to adopt this dog. Now, she claims she's just talking and just looking. We all think you're adopting this dog. But what did you find out from the HOA?
So my HOA rules and regulations say absolutely no dogs under any circumstances. But I have neighbors that have dogs.
All right. Well, Anne-Marie's on the phone. She thinks she has a way to get your dog.
I know how she can get that dog. Have a doctor do it. Have emotional support dog.
Do you need that from a doctor or can you just go online
No, you go to your doctor.
Okay.
You tell him you need the doctor, emotional support dog, and you'll be able to keep your, you'll be able to get that dog.
Yeah, that's probably what your neighbors are doing, Hope. And you'll be able to bring them like into Trader Joe's and stuff because they only they only let emotional support animals in.
I hope it works.
Are you willing to go down that road?
I mean, my doctor's pretty chill. He told me that the amount of ice cream I eat is totally fine and totally like a healthy amount. And that was every day that I was eating it at that point in time. So
she's really fallen in love with this dog.
Yes, she
I'm
has.
Scared that this dog's going to be rehomed before she can get all this emotional, whatever she needs to get done. And then she's going to have to write Duke on a pillow. And talk to the pillow and lay with the Duke pillow.
Can you?
I don't want to have to get her a Duke pillow.
Can you see her computer from where you are? Does she have a tab open right now for Lollipop Farm?
It's Duke on her desktop.
You are.
I have him like as my background. Like don't worry
about it. She is slowly falling. That's the way love works.
You are 100% adopting that dog. The B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope and Billy, good morning, ladies. I don't know if you've looked outside.
Ugh.
But Sketchy Guy's back.
Listen, my reaction to this man yesterday, it triggered this, I don't know, rigmarole of emotions. Let me tell you.
And it was immediate.
It was immediate. I suspected this man parked on the sidewalk across the street. He was dressed in all black,
yep.
Had a black mask on, putting on black gloves.
Yes.
And he paces. And he was smoking, hanging around.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On his vehicle, he was there all morning for like 2 hours. I was like, oh my God, he's either casing the joint or he's waiting to, I don't know what he's waiting for, but whatever it is, it's no good and I'm going to be prepared. So because I am obsessed with crime shows, I watch them all the time, Billy. If I'm not watching CSI, I'm watching FBI. If I'm not watching FBI, I'm watching SVU.
So it's part of you. That's like in your brain.
I'm not watching anything else.
Yeah.
So immediately, this clearly is affecting my life because I'm ready to collect like a cigarette butt. So they have DNA when they come from CSI. I can be like, look, here, I'm trying to keep track of like the license plate number.
Oh, you were reading off the license plate number like I was going to write it down.
Now, what we find out later in the morning, folks, this gentleman is just trying to feed his family. He was waiting for his coworkers who were working a couple buildings over on something inside. And he's putting, why is he putting a hard hat there? Is that to throw off the cops? No, he's just trying to work.
Waiting for his boys to show up.
TJ, get a grip. So I decided, you know what I need? I need to just change everything. I am cutting down on the crime shows. No more crime shows. And I am going to start the practice. Have you ever heard of lucky girl syndrome?
Yes.
You have?
Oh, boy. Oh my God. I love lucky girl syndrome. TJ, are you going to start practicing it?
Well, this is going to be the new me. I think I need this more of this in my life. So I'm bringing better things to myself. Do you know what lucky girl syndrome is?
I've never heard of lucky girl syndrome.
It's basically you're manifesting that like things are always good, like good things are always going to happen for you. TJ, do you want to listen to one of my meditations?
Oh my God.
I'm so excited. Okay, really. I'll get ready.
Oh boy.
Condition yourself to feel lucky. It sounds simple, but when you condition your mind and body to feel, to think like a lucky person, luck comes to you.
Can I stop this?
Why don't you want to be a lucky girl, Billy?
It's not me. That's not her.
Well, she just said she's trying to change. You have to do new things if you want to change.
Right. If I keep bringing anxiety to myself, I'm going to give off anxiety. I need to bring some luck my way. And some positive energy. So I'm going to try this practice. I didn't know there were apps and stuff. I just thought it was like, I'm going to talk to myself and tell myself these things. I didn't realize I was going to have a lady who
says it to you.
You are lucky.
Think lucky. Feel lucky.
I mean, what better time of year than right before St. Patrick's Day to channel being lucky?
It's better than the other voice in my head that's been, pick up the cigarette butt. That guy's up to no good.
It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. Ladies, I am too excited for this news. There is another eclipse coming our way.
Oh!
This time, it's a little different. It's not like the last one. This is a lunar eclipse. So I don't know if is this microphone on? It's working, right? Hello. Earlier, I did an on-air audition to be an announcer at the Strassenburg Planetarium. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe the phones aren't working. Nobody called to give me the job. So I think I need to try out one more time here. I'm going to give you the facts about the planetarium. Let me get my microphone ready here. Good afternoon. I'm Billy Kidd. Welcome to the Strassenburg Planetarium. I'm today's scientist in residence.
I'm uncomfortable.
Now, the eclipse tonight, and this is actual real facts, folks. It starts at 11:57 p.m. tonight. Mm-hmm. It peaks at 2:58 a.m. And it ends around 4:47 a.m. And since you're all here uncomfortable, would you like to hear a joke, everybody, here at the planetarium?
No! I'd love to hear a joke.
Don't make me laugh. Why did the moon break up with the sun? Because it needed some space. If that doesn't get me a job at the planetarium, I just want to announce like one of the shows. Wouldn't that be fun?
I think that would be fun.
Now, y'all already got me excited about one of the eclipses. This last eclipse, it was going to be the best. It was going to be everything. The city of Rochester was going to shut down. Everybody from all over the world was going to be here. So, you know, it was just going to be amazing. So that didn't go so well. So am I supposed to, like, are you just filling me full of it again?
No, get up tonight. Well, you'll be up. You're up early anyway.
I am up early.
So walk outside and look at the moon. It'll be red. It'll be red. It's the red moon because it's the eclipse.
Now I'm going to hear you in the back of my head going.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.